This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is going to be an amazing final hour of the show. We're going to talk about commie spies infiltrating America, courtesy of Kathy Hochul and Democrats. We're going to open here in a couple minutes, talk about some commie tactics. We'll do some emails, and I am going to do the unthinkable. I am going to compliment Kamala Harris. Dome is going to get a genuine compliment from me. You know what? 10 minutes from now. In 10 minutes, I will give her a compliment. We'll get hate mail, Chris, but what? Don't shake your head. I'm serious, Chris. You don't know what it's about because I haven't told you, because you'll ruin it and dump all over it. So I'm not even telling you, Chris. You have to wait and find out with everyone else. Now, let's discuss a couple tactical things before we do some emails. You probably have seen something along these lines.
Where law ends, tyranny begins, and that's a reference to the use by different authoritarian leaders throughout history. Where they start seizing power is they use the courts and law enforcement agencies to sort of punish their enemies, their political rivals, and protect their friends. And I found that Trump did try to do that in his first term, and I think that would continue in a second term.
Again, the problem with what Donald Trump's done with the FBI, what he's done with the Justice Department, is it's just been so politicized. So whatever's good for him is good for the Justice Department and good for America in his eyes. Bad for him, bad for the Justice Department, bad for America.
I know you're freaking out and yelling and you're saying, that's what they're doing. He's lying. It's a hypocrite. I understand. Oh, that's true, but you need to understand what he's doing. He's not saying these things because he believes them. That's not why they say these things. They're the ones using the Justice Department. They're the ones using the FBI. They're the ones arresting and attempting to imprison their political opponent during an election year. Yes, I know all that. He knows all that too, you should know. So what's he doing? Why do they do this all the time? Well, Trump might be a dictator. Trump might use the FBI. Well, why do they do that? The entire 100-year-plus history of communism is communists using the forces of government against their political opponents, always in the name of self-defense. Every single time they have rounded up their political opponents, arrested them, murdered them, done all the things they've done to them using the forces of government. Every single time they have done it, they have done it in the name of self-defense. Well, he might do this, or he is doing this. The Stalin was slaughtering Soviets as fast as he could, slaughtering them en masse, tens of thousands a month slaughtered. And Stalin was constantly announcing to the public that these people he was hunting down and murdering in the dead of night were almost ready to do it to him. They were all spies, saboteurs. They were people who were getting ready to attack Mother Russia. And he, of course, had to use the army. He had to use the secret state police in self-defense, of course. The entire history of communism is that. And you see them nurture that in the liberal Aunt Peggy's of the world. She will freak out, make a scene, scream and yell about politics and everything. And the second you speak up at all, she will recoil in horror, acting as if you have somehow just assaulted her by opposing her in the tiniest way. The communist is taught from his earliest years of indoctrination. He is taught to act as if he's being violently oppressed at all times. And they do this to encourage violence on their side. That's why they go on the air and say things that sound absurd to anyone paying attention. This guy knows this is absurd, but this is standard textbook communism.
Where law ends, tyranny begins. And that's a reference to the use by different authoritarian leaders throughout history. Where they start seizing power is they use the courts and law enforcement agencies to sort of punish their enemies, their political rivals, and protect their friends. And I found that Trump did try to do that in his first term, and I think that would continue in a second term.
That's a technique. It's a tactic they use. Remember what we found out recently? Courtesy of Brianna Morello, I want to make sure I give her credit. It's her reporting. She's the one who broke this story about what's happened to Tulsi Gabbard. Remember this?
Issues related to freedom of speech. She says she stands for freedom of speech. And yet, as we've seen time and time again, her and Joe Biden have taken actions both directly and indirectly to censor free speech. Most recently, I can point to my own experience of this, of how the Harris-Biden administration have added me to a secret domestic terror watch list the very day after Kamala Harris was endorsed by Joe Biden. And I was on TV and warning the American people about what I saw as the dangers of a Kamala Harris presidency, taking action that was clearly political retaliation. They've done this to a lot of different people, which points to how
Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party and began to speak loudly against the communist tyranny of the Biden-Harris administration. And they turned to the state police. They turned to the secret police and put a bunch of federal agents on Tulsi Gabbard's tail. She had 4 to 5 federal agents following her every single time she traveled, always pulled aside for extra screening. They put her, the TSA put Tulsi Gabbard on the Quiet Skies program, a terrorist watch list program, because she criticized the Biden-Harris administration. If you're one of the people who did that, how do you sleep at night? How could you do something so nakedly evil and still go to sleep at night? Well, you convince yourself you did it in self-defense. Self-defense. Why? Of course. It's national security. You convince yourself they did it first. It's why they'll scream online if you ever see them. Someone should post this guy's address to any Republican congressman or senator or maybe a media pundit they don't like. Post his address. What are they saying there? Well, someone should hurt or kill this guy. Anytime there's a call to post someone's address, that's a call for violence. That means they want someone to show up at your home and hurt you and or kill you. But how could you sleep at night if you're a filthy Democrat who does that to someone? Will you convince yourself it's self-defense? As long as it's self-defense, as long as your conscience is convinced it's self-defense, then you can justify anything. We talked earlier about the tranny shooter, about that tranny shooter from Nashville in the manifesto. It's a really sad walk through a real world of sickness if you happen to read any of it. I read it all earlier today, so I don't want to do it to you. I'm not going to do it to you. I can't even read most of the stuff on the air. It's just not kid-friendly. It's really gross. But what you see with this sick freak, what you see is somebody planning violence, desiring violence, somebody who has convinced themselves that the world is against them. Christianity is against her. White people are against her. I've been victimized. I've been attacked. I've been this. I've been that. I've been that. I have to go murder somebody. Of course, in self-defense. That's why they say the things they say. There is a reason behind it. All right? All right. Hey, Jesse, I'm much like you in that I enjoy my own company, which the wife says makes me antisocial. I followed your advice to make myself go spend time with people. This weekend, I went to a college football watching party with a group from church and actually had a good time. Good for you. Good for you. I spent time with other people this weekend, too. I'll tell you how that went in a moment. At the house, there was this golden doodle, he says. I've never seen one before. As soon as I saw it, I thought to myself, this is exactly the kind of dog someone with tiny hands would have. You know what? That's not nice. That's not very nice. And for your information, my hands are enormous. These are huge hands. They are Chris. I have huge hands. And it's not a designer dog, okay? It's not a designer. It's not a designer dog, Chris. It's a golden retriever in a poodle mixture. That's not designer. It's not a designer. It's a breed of dog. Okay, it's a useless breed. I realize that. It's still a breed of dog. All right, and I'll do some more emails in a moment, but before I get to any more emails, buckle up. I'm getting ready to pay Kamala Harris a genuine compliment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I know we live in an era of partisanship, of division. I have participated in that division many times, and I cross my heart and hope to die. I will continue to do so. I am not ever going to tell you to heal divides with communists. We are not nearly divided enough with communists. You cannot live beside these people. You will have victory over them or you will lose. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if I'm some flowery kind person. But when the other side does something good, when the other side, anyone on the other side does something right, they deserve a compliment. And I'm here to compliment Kamala Harris. Dome, if you will. You see, Dome, the other day, she was getting out of her car, and there were a bunch of people there trying to talk to her, and she didn't want to talk to those people. And she did one of the savviest things I've ever seen her do, and she did something I want to encourage you to do every chance you get. She took a fake phone call. She grabbed her cell phone. She had earbuds in, which tells you she didn't have to hold the phone to her ear. So she did mess up the technique a little, but I've done that too. As soon as everyone started shouting questions at her, she grabbed her phone and held it up to her ear. Oh, sorry, I gotta take this call, and walked off. That is such a money move. I have pulled that move so many times in my life. In fact, let me just tell you right now, if you've ever spoken to me and maybe it went on a little long and I've grabbed my phone out of my pocket to answer it. Well, it's just you and me talking here. I generally don't answer the phone, even for people I know, even for most people I know, unless it's immediate family member. And even then, if I'm working, I won't answer it. I won't answer it. Just send me a text message. So if I picked up my phone and I answered it in front of you, that was probably a fake phone call. And I was trying to leave the conversation because I wanted to be done with it. You understand? If I've ever done that in your presence, I was probably lying. Now, she did make, look, we all screw up from time to time. We all learn. Like I said, there are things you can do wrong. If you already have earbuds in, which are connected to your phone, and you lift the phone to your ear, then everyone's going to know you're lying. One thing that happened to me once and only once, and if you do this, it'll happen to you only once. I held the phone up to my ear to take a fake phone call, and then someone actually called me, and the phone wasn't on vibrate, so I'm taking a fake phone call, and ring, the phone starts ringing in my ear. Kind of a dead giveaway. Look, that was a dark day, but well done, Dome. Well done. I'm proud of you. You did something smart. You did something right, and I want to encourage all my other antisocial people out there, take a fake phone call. Now, this past weekend, the reason I was gone on Friday, I told you, well, if you listened to yesterday's show, our long history show from yesterday, so I don't want to hear any whining, hey, we have more history. I did like 2 hours yesterday. Anyway, I told you yesterday that I had taken my father and my in-laws came, wife came, kids came, sister came. It was awesome. I took him. We all met down in Florida. We all took him. I didn't take him. We all surprised him down in Florida. My dad doesn't travel like that a lot. Took him down to Florida, beach, hotel, relaxed by the pool. Wouldn't do anything fancy. Relaxed by the pool. We did rent a boat one day and took him out on a boat. And Chris, get this. You're not going to believe it. We're driving on this boat. We're riding on the boat, driving out on the boat, whatever. We're on a boat, Chris. It's on the water. And there's all these people out living it up because it's Labor Day weekend. And we saw a pizza delivery boat. It was a pizza shop. A local pizza shop was cruising around to all the people who were living it up, delivering pizzas. I don't live on the water. I didn't even know this was a thing. I know, Chris. I was so blown away, cool, by the whole thing. And it was awesome. And there was all this awesome family time. And it was great. But it's also me. And my social battery when I got home, what, Chris? It wasn't zero. And last night, we get home, and I came in. I did the show. I was all excited to do the show. I knew it was going to be a history show. Me and Chris, we were going to have fun. I came in and did the show, and I went home last night. And the wife drops the, so you want to hang out for a bit when I got home? And I just had to level with her and say, no, I don't, actually. I will hang out with you tomorrow night and every night the rest of the week after that, but I'm not going to talk to anyone else for the rest of the night until I wake up. What, Chris? You're like that too. I don't want to hear any complaining. You're like that too. What? Does the conversation ever get easier, did you say? You know what I will tell you, buddy? It does. It does. Early on in the marriage, when you pull that stuff, and of course I did, that's going to usually involve a fight or she's offended. Now, my wife understands he really does just need a night. If you just give him a night, he's going to be fine. And she understands if I press this thing and maybe guilt him into hanging out, one, he won't be any fun. Two, the next day he'll be twice as miserable. I've got to have some time to recharge the batteries. And she gets it. So she's like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, maybe you wouldn't have that conversation with your wife. That's because your T levels are too low. If you get your T levels up, then you'll just be able to drop that truth bomb on the wife anytime. And I understand why your testosterone levels are low. It's not your fault. It's not because you're a weenie. It's because you drink estrogen. It's in our water. We shower in estrogen. It's in the plastics. It's everywhere. Society, get this, America, we've lost half of our testosterone in the last 50 years. 50% in 50 years. That's staggering. That's society-ending stuff. Fellas, get your energy levels up. Get your mood up. Get yourself up, ready to go. You need a male vitality stack from Chalk in your life. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, you need a female vitality stack in your life. Go to Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a special discount. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Get a subscription and take it for 90 days. All right? All right. We'll do some emails now that I'm done complimenting Dome. And we have to talk about Chinese spies too. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you happen to miss our show last night, we did a special show, a little bit of a different kind of a show with heavy on the history stuff last night. If that's your thing, you'd like to listen to that kind of stuff, go download a podcast of it. It's all free. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, remember when Dianne Feinstein, former senator from California, remember when it was discovered that her chauffeur was a Chinese spy? That's kind of a big deal. Remember Eric Swalwell when it turned out he was in a relationship with a Chinese spy? She then escaped the country, so she was never brought to justice. But he was on the House Intelligence Committee.
What you may not remember about that story is that young lady, she wasn't only enjoying a continental breakfast at the Best Western with Eric Swalwell. She had other politicians as well, all male politicians that she was spending time with, if you will, spending time with. I could sit here and list incident after incident after incident of brazen and blatant Chinese infiltration into this country at the highest levels of power. And I bring these older incidents up because of what happened today. Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul used to have an aide. Her name was Linda Sun. And she was not just some no-name person in the mailroom. She was the deputy chief of staff for the governor of the state of New York. That's a really, really, really big deal. And if you want to know, you want some idea of how big of a deal that is, go look at the budget for the state of New York. You see, so much of this stuff is based on budget, the kind of money that passes through your hands. Chris, I'm letting you do a little guided discovery with everyone else here. What is the state of New York's budget, Chris? Feel free to chime in whenever you say, but just know it's a really big deal to be the former deputy chief of staff for the governor of New York. FBI just kicked in her door, and her husband arrested them. Why? Because she's a foreign agent. She works for China. She used her position to enrich herself and to do the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party, including doing things like attacking Taiwan, blocking Taiwanese people from meeting with Kathy Hochul. None of the, what she did specifically is not that important. What is important is China has infiltrated this country at so many levels that go well beyond politics, technologically. They've infiltrated this country in many different ways. But one of the most brazen ways they've done this is they've placed Chinese assets. They've placed spies, agents of the Chinese government. They've placed them right next to American politicians to hoover up information and to influence how these things are done. We are in the softest of soft wars right now with China, and it will remain a soft war because we both need each other. The way the American economy is set up, sadly, we are reliant on cheap, crappy Chinese goods. And the way the Chinese economy is set up, they need America to continue to purchase those cheap, crappy Chinese goods or their economy will implode. But China is fighting a war. And yes, good work, Chris. The New York state budget is roughly $230 billion. Billion with a B. China puts someone right next to the governor to decide how those funds were used. It's a big deal. Oh, and there's one other thing these Chinese spies seem to do with regularity. Would you like to hear the voice of Miss Linda Sun? Here she is in an older video.
When people say diversity and inclusion, I think everybody agrees, or most people generally agree, that it's a good thing, right? But I think right now we also need to bring in the word equity, right? Diversity is when you say that there's, you know, many different types of people with different backgrounds and they're all, you know, invited to the table. Inclusion is when, you know, we include all of their ideas. But equity is when we make sure that all of the people who are at the table have equal access to making sure that their ideas and their thoughts are heard.
Did you know that China is one of the main funders and drivers of the DEI, cultural Marxism, that is destroying the American economy, American political system, dividing the American people against each other? And did you know DEI is not something that exists in China? Because they're not interested in
Hey, we need more. Do we have enough gays? Do we have enough women working here? Wait, we don't have enough black people. Wait,
that's not something that exists in China at all. Yet it's something they're very, very invested in existing here. Why? Because it destroys. It's wild how often these Chinese agents are pushing the things into our society that destroy this society. And you know what else is wild? How often they use Democrats as the vehicle for all that. Interesting how often those two parties seem to align. Dear Pink Flower, you read an email on your show yesterday from a guy struggling with booze. I'm a recovering alcoholic who's been sober for 512 days. That's really cool. Congratulations. Everything he said was verbatim what I was worried about. I'm in corporate sales, and drinking and entertaining is a big part of my business. Guess what? My business has exploded since I got sober. More importantly, my relationships with my wife, my kids, and friends are deeper and better. If he needs someone to chat with, give him my email. Tell him to put this, put his subject line, so on and so forth. There seems to be no escape. There is, and it's wonderful. Again, we keep getting these emails in since my friend committed suicide last week, and I talked about substance abuse and things like that. We keep getting emails in. We got another email in from a vet. I'm not going to read it on the air. He was getting ready to harm himself and did the wonderful thing of handing his weapon over, and we've reached out, and we're gonna get him some help, Lord willing. He's listening. Please, if you're listening, please accept help. Accept help. I'm here to help. If I have to call you my freaking self, I will get some help. But remember, if you're struggling, you're winning. If you're struggling, you're winning. It's when you stop struggling, that's when you've lost. When you give up, let it go, hurt yourself, that's when you've lost. Jesse, thank you. You're my hero. Signed, an old lady from communist California who escaped 5 years ago. Congratulations. Hey, Jesse, I was listening to your show and your take on Democrats hate being branded as communists. I think you should shout from the rooftops. Kamala's new economic policy is commie economics or commie. I'm not sure exactly what you're saying, but you should run with that. And I encourage you to do so. I'm going to encourage you to go running with your Byrna non-lethal pistol launcher. And I'm talking about when you're physically running. Ladies, gentlemen, how many of you are looking for something to protect yourself with because we're surrounded by criminals now? Did you know that Byrna, they sell, it's spelled B-Y-R-N-A. You know they sell this non-lethal pistol launcher? It shoots pepper balls. It shoots tear gas balls. They even have these little balls in there that are a mixture of both. Ugh. And did you know it's legal in all 50 states? No permits, no background checks needed. Jesse, I'd love to, but I'm in New York. There's nothing I can do, but I love to jog in my little jogging shorts. You can carry a Byrna non-lethal pistol launcher on you. Everyone can. These things shoot 60 feet, up to 60 feet in range. They've sold over 500,000 of them. Go look at the 4- and 5-star reviews. This thing can save your friggin' life. Get one for yourself and the one you love. I carry lethal and non-lethal. Please do likewise. Go to BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse gets you 10% off. Go there and save some money. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, so I'm gonna play this Biden stuff for you again. I played it earlier in the show, but it's worth repeating. So I'm gonna play it for you again in a minute. I want to do a couple emails and do one more quick thing first. I want to update you on something. So you remember, I was having a difficulty with my neighbor, who I get along with. We're not close friends, but I get along with him very well. He's a good neighbor. If my packages get dropped off at his house, he brings them over. We bring over his trash can, whatever. You need some eggs, borrow some eggs. Very friendly neighbors, no trouble whatsoever, but he never cut his grass. And I didn't know the best way to do that without ruining that relationship. I have no problem going over there and saying, hey, dirtball, cut your grass. But he's not a dirtball. He's a good dude. He just doesn't cut his grass. So there was that. I think I may have found a solution. Headline. This is from WLBT.com. Police looking for a serial porch pooper after the man is seen pooping on the same porch multiple times. Now, I'm obviously not going to do anything like that at all, but it did remind me of my childhood. Did you ever, and kids, don't you dare do this, and I really mean don't do this. One, it's illegal. Two, everyone has a Ring doorbell, so you can't do this now. Did you ever get some dog poop and load it into a paper bag and light that paper bag on fire and set it on somebody's front porch and then ring the doorbell and run away and sit and hide and watch for them to open up the door? You have to do it. Well, you used to have to do it at night. Now you can't do it at all. But you light the bag on fire, you set it on their front porch, and they ring the doorbell, and then you run and hide in the yard somewhere, hide somewhere where you can watch. And they open up their front door. Hey, who is it? And they look down and they think, oh my gosh, look, somebody lit up. There's a fire. And what do you do? What are you shaking your head at, Chris? This was a great game when we were kids. And then they say, oh no, there's a fire. And boom, 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 they start stomping it out. And boom, dog poop all over his feet. Why aren't you laughing, Chris? That's fun. What? How does it relate to the neighbor in the grass? I might do that to him. What? I don't know that he has a Ring doorbell. I'll send my sons over to do it. And then if they get busted, I'll be able to wash my hands of it. I'll say, man, those kids, I don't know what's wrong with them. That's what sons are for, to do illegal things you don't want to do. Gosh, Chris, wake up. You know what? And I already have the dog poop because we have Fred. And thanks to Rough Greens, he doesn't do it in the house anymore. You see? Fred used to have terrible digestive problems every single time he ate. I don't mean once in a while. Every meal. And I'm sure it has to do with his anxiety. I don't know why I have a dog who has anxiety, but I'm sure it's that. Who knows what it is? But the probiotics in Rough Greens sure help. You see, Rough Greens, it's the only way your dog can get nutrition. It's a green powder. You don't have to take away your dog's food. Put Rough Greens on your dog's food every single meal. And your dog will get probiotics and omega oils and antioxidants and digestive enzymes and the thing your dog needs to go outside instead of inside and to have a long, healthier life. Free Jumpstart trial bags available for you right now. Call them. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. I just want to rewind again. Listen, not just to what he says. Listen to Joe Biden as he's giving away national security secrets about orders he clearly gave for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Listen to his cadence.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Elon Musk facing banishment in Brazil, calls for his arrest, his international arrest. This was Joe Biden. This is quite some time ago, but this was Joe Biden when asked about Elon Musk. Hey, he bought this social media company. Now people are saying whatever they want. What can we do, Joe?
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or
technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. But that's all I'll say.
How?
There's a lot of ways. All right.
Maybe you couldn't hear because it gets a little fuzzy, but there at the end, what the reporter says is, how? How are you going to do that? And he just replies, there's a lot of ways. Huh. Interesting what's happened to our country.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Kamala Harris's campaign claims it has a digital army of over 175 staffers. That's a reminder to you that so much of the poisonous, dishonest content you consume online is done by people who are being paid by the Kamala Harris campaign. Secret Service failed to prevent a juvenile from trespassing at Mar-a-Lago for an hour and jumping in the pool in 2023. This is the same organization dedicated to protecting Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the man who, well, a lot of very powerful people want him dead. Yes, I'm nervous. Combine that with the fact that the polls look bad for Harris right now, I'm very nervous. The Houthis now rule the Red Sea. Those would be the Houthi rebels from Yemen. They have effectively neutered the United States Navy, despite the fact they don't have near our technology, and they control the Red Sea. My word. Biden-Harris Education Department sued over race-based achievement program. Without race-based achievement programs, how would Kamala Harris be vice president? Trump supporters, Gold Star families, flood Harris's X account after Arlington attack. The administration killed my son. A reminder that the Biden administration, they are responsible for the 13 deaths at Abbey Gate. They are then responsible for shunning the families afterwards. And because Donald Trump did not shun the families afterwards, now they're lying about him. The first 2024 election mail ballots scheduled to go out this week. Election season is not in November. Election season is now. Text your friends, gather them together, all hands on deck. I will see you tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.